Moving on with the news, a court in Egypt has sentenced 11 Muslim Brotherhood members to life in prison over the violence in the port city of Suez last month. 45 other Brotherhood members were handed five-year jail terms and 8 defendants were acquitted. The Brotherhood members were convicted over using, quote, violent means against the army. The military-backed interim government has harshly cracked down on the movement since President Mohamed Morsi was removed from power by the army in early June. Egypt has been the scene of protests against the interim government since then. The demonstrations have turned violent on many occasions, leaving hundreds of people dead. And now I'm being told that we're looking at live pictures from Cairo. These are people who've taken to the streets once more in support of Mohamed Morsi, the ousted president. They are saying they want Mohamed Morsi to be reinstated. This coming, as was just mentioned there, at a time when Muslim Brotherhood members are being convicted in military courts and given lengthy jail terms for, according to the courts, inciting violence. These people continuing their protests, saying that they are against the coup d'etat and saying that they want Egypt's first democratically elected president to be reinstated. Let's get more from our correspondent Mohamed Chalabi, who's with us live from Cairo now. Mohamed, if you can hear me, as we are looking at these live pictures from Cairo of these people coming out, first of all, tell us about these rallies, how big or extensive they actually are, what these people are calling for, and what the reaction has been to the court orders.
Yes, Mahoma, what you're seeing is just one of tens of rallies across Cairo and Giza and several other provinces in Egypt. On this Tuesday, the rally has been called for by the National Coalition for the Defense of Legitimacy, which includes the Brotherhood. This coalition, of course, wants the return of Egypt's first female democratically elected civilian president and the constitution the Egyptians chose by nearly two-thirds majority and the reversal of the military coup. You have in Ain Shams, in Matariya, in Hilwan, in Ma'adi, and other areas of Cairo. And you're also going to have a march later in Nasr City, home to Rabaa al-Adawiyya, the famous place that gathered the Morsi protesters and was later inhumanely dispersed. Leaving at least 1,000 people dead so far in Egypt since the coup took place on July the 3rd under the pretext of the mass wave of protests of June the 30th. You've had thousands killed and injured and also thousands detained as well. And that detainment campaign is really scaring many Egyptians, not only human rights organizations, because now they are the target of detainments, and also media people. Today you had the Al Jazeera, Mubashir, Misr, and Al Quds channel ordered closed by a court ruling. Again, as it seems, the interim authorities want a monopoly on the media and only to allow those who support the coup and not those who give out facts on the ground or are against the coup. Now, as for the rulings, there hasn't been any reaction so far, but Homa, these are military court rulings. They are the first, yes, and it came in Suez, and it was the court said because the protesters had used force against the army. You have thousands of people detained, and no one knows if they are going to get a fair trial. You have now the Commissaire d'Etat report saying that it recommends that the Muslim Brotherhood be dissolved. If that is the case, you could have thousands of more detainments under the pretext of belonging to an allegedly banned group. So the detainment campaign continues, but the resistance to the coup continues. So they want to do it, you know, just like the January 25th revolution of 2011 and take it Tuesdays and Fridays. And you have marches every day, but on Tuesdays and especially Fridays, the marches get much bigger. And it seems there is a response to the calls for the protests. Again, the army has and the police have closed main highways, main roads, main bridges. Yes, thousands are detained of senior Brotherhood members and others who are affiliated to them. But ordinary Egyptians now, ordinary people who fear that Egypt is now losing the freedom it gained, the people are losing the freedom they gained in the January 25th revolution and going and are going back fastly to the Mubarak era practices, are leading there. A revolution. So instead of having one big or two big mass gatherings like Rabah and al-Nahda, now you have tens of protests in many neighborhoods in Cairo, Giza, in Upper Egypt, and Alexandria in the north and across Egypt, as the game seems to be played out on the streets now more than it is at the negotiating table, if there is any negotiating table, Roma.
Yes, and Mohammed, just before we leave here, I'd just like to get a comment as well from you about the overall situation concerning public opinion. Now, we know a lot of people, when the military did force Morsi out of power, were saying that this shouldn't be called a coup. But now a lot of observers are saying that what we're seeing is looking very much like a coup. You said there are thousands of people detained, some media channels being closed because they are not giving the news as the military wants them to. So, for instance, the Tamarod movement that was against Morsi, are they still generally supporting the military? Or is the military actually losing among the public?
Yes, Tamarud in specific are still largely supporting the military. There have been some defections from Tamarud, but not very significant. As far as the support to the military, many experts believe it is fading, but not at a fast pace. Support to the resistance to the coup is gaining momentum, but at a slow pace. But it seems that day in and day out, more and more independent Egyptians, those who are not politically affiliated, when they see these measures being taken by the interim authorities, when they see power outages again and gas shortages again and price hikes again and inflation. I mean, you've had a 10 to 20% inflation in food products in Egypt just over the past 2 months. And this is a key factor here, the economy. You have day in and day out, it seems, more support to the coup, more support to the move against the coup, and less support from the military, not necessarily from Tamarud, because many were skeptical that Tamarud, from the very beginning, were not a very genuine organization, but maybe that some sort of military intelligence or was involved here or there. But yes, you are seeing day in and day out more and more ordinary Egyptians joining the resistance against the coup, and also some liberal forces. I mean, you've had the resignation of the former interim vice president, Dr. Al-Baradei. You have some liberal figures like Amr Hamzawi, like Ayman Noor, who ran against Hosni Mubarak in the 2005 elections. You have many. You have the 6th of April youth movement, you know, also saying that it will not give a blank check to the army, but that it is watching its every move. And you have many who are skeptical of the composition of the Constituent Assembly. Many forces in Egypt, not just the Islamic forces, are readying themselves for a no vote to that Constituent Assembly. And that could mean, in other words, no to the roadmap. So, yes, Homa, there is a small momentum that is being gained day in and day out, I repeat, by a very small pace, but it is there, the momentum on the side of the resistance to the coup.
Thank you very much. Mohammed Chalabi there with us live from Cairo.